Preparing for the Return of the King, Day 5 Devotional. The trumpets have a valuable meaning for the children of God, as he had ordered the people of Israel to sound the trumpets at different occasions. For example, to destroy tribulation, to unite people assembly, and the end of war, indicating when they came with Christ. It was a way of communicating with God. It was used to worship and on the trumpet in this coming close to God. We're giving worship and praise, giving God permission to complete his plans in our lives. We are declaring victory. Isaiah 27:13 says, "In that day the great trumpet will sound. Many who were dying in exile in Assyria and Egypt will return to Jerusalem to worship the Lord on his holy mountain." Joel 2:1 says, "Sound the trumpet in Jerusalem, raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us." Exodus 19:9 says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'I will come to you in a thick cloud, Moses, so the people themselves can hear when I speak with you. Then they will always trust you.'" Moses told the Lord what the people had said. In verse 19, he says, "Be sure they are ready on the third day, for on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai as all the people want." Verse 13b, "However, when the ram's horn sounds a long blast, then the people may go up on the mountain." Verse 19 reads, "As the blast of the ram's horn grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God thundered his reply." Let's reflect. Are you listening to God's trumpet in your life? And in what way? Investigate, what is the vain way of living? Have you responded to God's call and come closer and leave the vain way of living? Separate a moment to pray. Ask the Lord to open your ears to listen and understand each trumpet which God sounds over you. Verse to remember, Malachi 3:17. "They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child."